You're listening to the Feed Your Wild podcast, a conscious lifestyle show about all things nourishing for your body, mind, and soul. I'm Vanessa Rodriguez, and join me for candid conversations with changemakers, exploring health and wellness, food as medicine, intuition and spirituality, and nature-based practices that will transform your health and feed all parts of your wild self. Hey, welcome back to Feed Your Wild. I'm your host, Vanessa Rodriguez, functional nutritionist, Akashic Soul Record reader, and intuitive nourishment guide. And in today's episode, we have a surprise visit from our Akashic guides. I actually, from last week's Akashic monthly soul nourishment reading, I had been in connection with the guides, with our guides. They were communicating to me that they wanted to get a little bit more information out there with regards to the Lionsgate portal, what's going on in these energies. I just felt the call to put this out there. Didn't really plan for doing this particular episode and releasing it on a Sunday. You know, we usually release it on Mondays, and I'm not following a strictly weekly schedule anymore. But just to give you sort of that background, that this is really sort of more of an impromptu reading. And it also kind of coincides with our old series of moon musings when we would do the new and full moons with our dear friend Megan Liebman, which we don't do anymore, but we do have plans to bring back some really interesting and needed conversations. And so Megan will be on in the future in some capacity. But yeah, let's get into this reading. I wanted to also, just as a introduction for anybody who is new, welcome, welcome. So glad you're here. There are 190 episodes. So if you haven't checked out the other episodes, I highly recommend you check out the backlog of all the different interviews and moon musings and Akashic record readings, because really there's always information that's perennial. Like, you'll be able to use it even if it was recorded 3 years ago. So I encourage you to check that out and to explore. But today I'm going to share an Akashic reading that I received for Lionsgate Portal. And we'll get into what that is and the astrology and all the good things. But for those of you who are not familiar with Akashic Records, I have an entire podcast episode on it. It's called Akashic Records 101. So if you just type that in along with Feed Your Wild Podcast, you'll probably find it. And I'll also make sure to have a link to that in the show notes if you access show notes using whatever app that you use. So I would use that as a primer to understanding these types of readings. Essentially, the Akashic record reading that I do for the podcast is for the collective, those of you who are tuning in and listening in. I usually do these on a monthly basis for gathering the information or messages that are most relevant for us for that particular month. So last week we had August's. And if you haven't heard August's monthly reading, I encourage you to tune into that one. That one was a pretty good one, and I'm still learning from that one. And I received this week the call to receive the message that they want to share with regards to this time period that we have been hanging out in lately, the end of July and the beginning of August. All right, so I'm just going to dive in, and then we'll get into more of the astrology, the astrological aspects of this new moon in Leo that's also happening today, and some other things. But let's just get this reading in, and then we'll talk about it. The ancients had a deep reverence and relationship with lion lineages and energies, connected to the sun and Sirius star energy, there is a radiance that comes through the Lion's Gate that transports codes that imbue your energy field with intelligence. Keys to unlock doorways and patterns for transformation into an expanded level of consciousness. This happens with your DNA, as your DNA acts also as a receiver, much like a satellite, engaging with the environment, constantly downloading information and upgrades, or downgrades and side grades, for a blossoming of a new expression. Some shifts are subtle, some jarringly expansive. The Egyptians knew of this technology and communed with the star alignment in ceremonial ways. These are just one example of beings throughout history that have connected with the Sirius star energy in this time. The lineage came long before the Egyptians, which they continued many eons prior to this. The lion beings have traversed your world, and remnants of their existence and legacy remain in the ruins and deeply buried. However, some in plain sight, such as the Sphinx, which was originally a lion's head. There would be celebration and preparation leading up to the portal, which is said in your time to be August 8, 8-8. However, this time date stamp is a modern interpretation, as the calendar was very different in the time of ancient Egypt and before, and the alignment of Sirius is distributed over days with the pinnacle at different points of time, depending on geolocation and latitude, not determined by Gregorian calendar and numbered months. Preparation included preparing the body for receiving the influx of energy. Fasting, bathing and oiling, cleansing, adornment and costume, music and dance. There was the use of light temples for calibration, prayer and meditative practices for preparing the mind and energy field. The cat beings were revered and brought out and fed well, adorned as well. The wisdom and insight received was most felt by those that prepared and opened up to receive. Bathing in sun and starlight outdoors in these special days allowed the codes to transport more easily. The temple's structures were created to honor and support this communion process, the return of lion kin. There was also lovemaking and sacred communion through what you could call tantric energy and connection. The legacy of the lion kin and energy is not just for the Egyptians and their cosmology. It is for the entire globe and population. The Giza location is unique as a portal energy hub, if you will, but this transmission happens globally. The heart is the engine for life force energy, as a portal itself in so many ways, a bridge for both physical and non-physical beingness. We will reveal more about the heart in coming months. For now, know that it is the king pin in all interactions and most reactions, and eventually all beings will need to cross a threshold within the heart if they wish to evolve and traverse into deeper wisdom and expansion. The heart cannot be lied to. However, it can be dismissed, mistreated, and closed up. This is one of the greatest travesties of your time, the epidemic of the mistreatment by self and others of your multidimensional hearts. This is part of why you have forgotten just how powerful and loving you are. To place attention upon the will of the heart and the relics within its caverns is one step toward remembering yourself and each other as your true whole selves. This is true liberation. Okay, so that was our little mini reading or mini Akashic reading for this particular time, this new moon in Leo, but also for this period of what's called the Lion's Gate. There's quite a bit here that we could dive into. I first think it's important for those of you who are not familiar with the Lion's Gate portal. You might be seeing it show up in a lot of astrological or new age texts, blogs, podcasts, and all of that. So let us go over the energies and what is the Lion's Gate portal, and then go into our new moon and how to, as our guides say, commune with this energy. So the Lion's Gate is known as this annual portal between, as I'd mentioned, approximately the end of July, July 26th, 28th, depending on what sources you're looking at, through almost mid-August. And this is a point when the sun aligns with Sirius A, which is the brightest star in the sky, also known as our spiritual or galactic sun. So in this time, depending on where you live, you can see Sirius in the sky as this bright star. The Egyptian connection here and what our guide started to go into and reference is that in ancient Egypt, this is circa 3000 BC, the stars return at dawn after its 70-day hiatus in the daytime sky coincided with the flooding of the Nile River. So the Nile River, and it still is, was a lifeline for Egypt and the fertilization of the farmlands there. So really it meant the sort of the rebirth of that land and supporting life and agriculture in that time. So there was definitely like a cultural celebration because of this. But what we are also receiving in the reading is that the first sighting of Sirius was not just associated with the rebirth, so to speak, of the Nile and sort of that heliacal rising, marking the start of the Egyptian calendar, so the Egyptian New Year. But there's an understanding of this energy exchange and receiving of these frequencies from the spiritual sun in alignment with our own sun, and receiving that cosmic energy into our own energy bodies and our field, our collective field, for supporting our evolution and ascension, you could say. If you're wanting to see Sirius in the sky, then it would be best to check out what your latitude, like where you are in the world, look up your latitude, and you can calculate the rising of Sirius and being able to see it in the sky depending on where you are. So I'll make sure to have some links in the show notes for you to do this. One for you to look up your latitude of where you are in the world, although that could be a simple search. But I'll make sure to include a link for that. And also a list of dates, depending on your latitude, of when you'll be able to see the star, the luminosity of our spiritual sun rising on the horizon, and perhaps get up at dawn, wake up, get up at dawn, and take in the transmission of this star by communing it with it and on that date that it might be most potent for you to see it. So just for reference, here in the Pacific Northwest, where I am in Southern Oregon area, August 13th is going to be the best date for that. So obviously that is later than August 8th. However, August 8th has been designated as this date where the potency can be felt. Now, I don't know that that's actually true. However, the fact that there is so much collective intention around this date of August 8, 8, 8, and the numerology behind it, there definitely is some sort of energetic potency with this date because of the numerology and sort of like you could say that collective intention around it. In the reading, they also mention the Sphinx. So we have the Great Pyramid of Giza and the Sphinx, which are at a location in Egypt that aligns with the rise of the star Sirius. And it's interesting that they note the sort of original structure of the Sphinx, because of course we know it as the Sphinx. It's the lion's body. However, the Sphinx head, which there are many different theories and beliefs around the origins of this structure and the Sphinx head and what might have been there before, if anything. So we get a little glimpse of that in our reading. On this day, we also have a Leo new moon. So falling exactly on the Lion's Gate, what we call the Lion's Gate day of this year. And I think what's interesting and something that I wasn't really privy to was, of course, you know, we think Lion's Gate, oh, of course, Leo, it's in Leo season. And then the connection that our guides make to the Lionkin. And what's interesting is that there isn't actually a connection, at least through the reading, that is made between the astrological sign of Leo and these lionkin that they refer to. So, coincidence? I don't know. However, in Western tropical astrology, we are looking at the season of Leo and a Leo new moon falling exactly on this date, 8-8, that has been sort of collectively decided as the most powerful portal date for this Lion's Gate. So let's talk about this new moon in Leo. This is happening at 16 degrees and 14 minutes of Leo, so you can always check your own natal chart, see where that lands for you. And in the context of the rest of the month, this is what feels like kind of a speedy month. We got the Sun in Leo, we got Mercury in Leo. There's also supposedly possible shocks, surprises. It doesn't feel like very stable energy this month. Although there are six planets in fixed signs, which could signal sort of like a grittiness, a tenacity that we can, like an energy that we can harness in anything that we might be doing or envisioning, perhaps like sticking to your convictions, your plans, your vision. Another theme linked here with Leo in particular is creativity, fire and creativity. And Leo, of course, ruler of the heart, the lion's heart, and our guides also connecting in with this energy of heart in ways that we can begin to tap back into our heart's energy and almost provide some sort of reparation for this disconnection that we have seen from our heart space and the power of our heart in today's modern world. So this new moon in Leo can be part of that, can be part of this reparation and regeneration of the lion's heart, of your passion and creativity and love, the tenacity there with the energy of the rest of the planets, And then we have Aquarius energy that's pretty strong for the month. And then we have another full moon on the 22nd of August that's in Aquarius. And with Aquarius being linked more to science and the higher mind, and then in more of the shadow state with Aquarius, it could be cold, detached. You know, when we think about technology, and there isn't a ton of heart there when we're thinking about Aquarius in the shadow state. And so we can bridge these energies together and really optimize this Aquarian energy, utilize the and take advantage of this polarity and bring in that heart and that Leo energy to this very Aquarian energy that we've kind of been swimming in and will continue to swim in for some time. Well, Leo is really all about love and passion and creativity and warmth, and also shining your own light brightly, being your own star. And so how can you even think about bridging that kind of energy with your higher mind, with maybe the more analytical scientific mind, to your use of technology? And with so much creative energy and connection with the heart, this is a beautiful moon to plant seeds for what you want to manifest as well. Of course, we can do this with all new moons and setting those intentions. But really taking advantage of this creative energy, this portal energy that we have, and putting it out there of what is it that you would love to create and manifest over this moon cycle and beyond. You can even see what house that this new moon falls in, and thinking about new creativity in that area as well. And that can be helpful to kind of focus in on maybe one area for setting intentions. I was also called to pull a card for this particular reading, just to get a little bit more clarity around it. And what's interesting is I picked Wheel of Fortune. And the card that I have that represents Wheel of Fortune from the tarot deck, it's the number 10 of the major arcana. This is the Pagan Otherworlds tarot deck that I'm using, and I'll put in a photo in the show notes on the website for you if you want to look into that. But essentially, it's this wheel in the sky that looks like a sun, and we have a lion that is on an arc, a stone arc at the center, and that there are other animals there, but they're all looking at the lion. The Wheel of Fortune for me is kind of like this invitation to get fully present to this moment, to get really grounded, and how to stay present, especially in moments when we feel like we don't know what the heck is going on, what's going to come our way. We feel like the wheel is turning, there is change that is already happening or on its way and coming, and that there's sort of a mystery there. There's an invisibility, perhaps even an internal change that you're happening, but you don't know what that really means yet, like what that might manifest into your life, that there's nothing external being shown there. You know, we are collectively, I believe, asking many of these questions like, what the heck is happening and what is going to happen? What is our quote new normal going to look like? Where are we going to end up? There are just so many questions that I think globally we are really asking ourselves. And that's just like, what, three or four questions out of the gazillion that I know that are running through people's minds and hearts. And this card really invites us to be with those questions and to be present and look at them through more of a soul perspective. And how can we navigate them with grace? What does that look like? Rather than, you know, sitting with these questions from a place of fear or needing to control something. The wheel is turning. And we have here Lion, who is sort of at this pinnacle space, this top. And the rest of these beautiful animals looking to the lion, who represents the heart, for what the next step is going to be, or maybe for a message or wisdom or direction. And to me, communing with this card in this time and in pulling it on Lionsgate portal and on a new moon in Leo, it really is signaling, yeah, we may not know what the F is going on, whether it's in our own personal life or collectively, like what's happening with all of us in this globe and this earth. However, we always have our heart that we can turn to, that we can connect in with, that always knows a truth, that, and your truth, the most important truth, and to follow that. But we need to make some time and space for it. So that's how I see this new moon, and the invitation that we have with this energy is to honor this deep knowing, to have reverence for our beautiful hearts, and in the ways that our guides really guided us into beginning to look at the heart and the importance of our heart, and sort of what they say, one of the greatest travesties, you know, of like us kind of getting away from the heart path. What would that look like if we went back to that? If instead of going into the mind and only hanging out at the mind level and like playing with more of the intellectual gymnastics that can happen, what if we dropped in to the heart space? And as they said, place attention upon the will of our own hearts and begin to excavate these hidden relics that are within our own heart to remember who it is that we really are and the truths that we already hold that we may be seeking outside of ourselves. So in whatever way that wants to show up for you, I invite you to create the space for that to happen with this new moon, with this Lionsgate portal, with this Sirius sun season, and beyond. I will be celebrating this Lionsgate season and this date of 8/8 camping with my partner, my loved one, hanging out in the open air in nature and connecting with all of the stars, not just Sirius, but really creating that kind of space. And I know that I have the privilege to be able to do that out here in Southern Oregon on some pretty special land. And also amidst a lot of fires that are happening all around us, we've had quite a bit of smoke in our areas over the past week, and there have been many fires that are being worked on day and night by many firefighters and volunteers and workers. And so all of this chaos and fire energy happening in this time around us. And I want to take this time to also honor not just the power of fire and including its power to destroy, but also the beings, the animal allies and the plant allies that have been destroyed in these fires. And I know that it's not just in our area. there are many raging fires happening globally. So lots of prayers for all beings that are impacted in some way by these fires, and of course, Mama Earth. I know last year we shared some supportive herbs and ways to help oneself out when it comes to exposure to fires. So I'll make sure to link back up to those past episodes and resources. There are many incredible herbalists that are out there that are also sharing wonderful information. So I'll make sure to include some of those resources as well. It's interesting because we have sort of this seemingly contradictory energy of creation and also destruction. But this is also kind of going along the lines of this energy, this energetic theme of breaking down the old and building anew. It's happening to many different systems and on many different levels. There's a lot of felt chaos, but there seems like there's some sort of purpose, whether it's, you know, known or not, is obviously up to the observer and the experiencer. But again, coming back to this Wheel of Fortune energy, it's like, how can we meet these events, moments, experiences, and the unknown and the mystery with deep presence and with grace? So I'll leave that question up for you to ponder and meditate upon. I'm keeping this episode pretty short, but I did want to invite anybody who is interested in learning more about the Akashic Records, diving into utilizing an intuitive approach in Akashic Records in your own work as a healer or practitioner. I have a private 90-day Akashic intuitive healing mentorship just for healers and practitioners. This is an accelerated mentorship program to assist you in developing your intuitive practice, incorporating Akashic Records. So we'll be utilizing Akashic Records in training for you, working with the records in a healing or practitioner capacity, and really looking at cultivating and building intuitive skills and foundational practices, complementary divination tools, the fundamentals of developing an intuitive healing practice. What does that look like? Including energy hygiene, creating sacred space, all the things that are really, really important when you're wanting to hold space in this way. And also how to work with your spirit guides and your team, the art of inquiry and questioning. And I'll, of course, also share my personal framework around how I work with clients in an intuitive and clinical capacity for those who are interested in more in the clinical side of things and wanting to really bridge these two worlds to work in a truly holistic way, incorporating the soul of medicine and spirit and energy into your work. This is a customized mentorship. We focus on you, what you most need and desire to learn. And we really base this program on where you are at in your journey. This is for beginner practitioners all the way through seasoned healers. If you're a nurse, a coach, a nutritionist, doctor, coach, etc., you are a caretaker in the service industry for health, for healing in some capacity, and you want to incorporate the intuitive arts, Akashic Records, and a spiritual approach to your work, this mentorship is for you. As I'd mentioned, spots are very limited. I already have a few that are gone. We are closing up doors to this this month. So if you are interested, I highly encourage you to apply. There is an application process for this, and you can learn all about this program, get most of your questions answered by going to the website. That's wildlyrooted.com/intuitive healing mentorship. and there you'll be able to find all the info. If you don't have a particular question answered and you want to learn more, just reach out to me. I'm really accessible via email, hello@wildlyrooted.com. And I'm really excited to dive into this next phase of your work. This is such a passion of mine. There's so much happening that is disharmonious and misaligned in the conventional healthcare realms in a lot of different arenas. And so it's so critical and important that we really bring in the spiritual and the energetic components that are missing, this huge gap that's in the healing process, back into healing and the healing arts in whatever capacity you might be doing that. And I know that if this resonates with you, you understand, you get it, maybe you're in the trenches of that particular model and you really are wanting to bridge that spiritual with the scientific, the mystical with the practical, and maybe come out of the closet, but you don't know how yet. And so I am here to help you in any way that I can, because I believe the more of the healers and the practitioners that are out there that can really bridge these worlds and bring true holistic healing, then the more we are going to see hearts flourish and people really healing on deep levels, which is different than so-called finding a cure or treating a symptom, right? So I encourage, if this is buzzing for you or you're just simply interested, just learn more. Go to the website wildlyrooted.com/intuitive healing mentorship. You can also reach out to me on Instagram. I'm @wildlyrooted, and I cannot wait to meet you. All right, folks, with that, I wish all of you a beautiful, gritty, passionate, creative, loving new moon and Lionsgate season. And we will meet again next time. Much love. Hey there, I made something for you. One of the biggest challenges that I hear from people is that they are feeling stuck when it comes to their health. You're a smart, capable, and creative change maker, right? And you know what you should be doing for your health. So what gives? Well, it's not about willpower. And I wanted to create something that would help you to unlearn the things that are keeping you stuck so that you can get out of your own way and master the mindset of health. That's why I created Wildly Unstuck, where you'll learn the top 5 things that I have found to sabotage your health goals and what to do about them. You'll learn what it really takes to become committed and unstoppable when it comes to your health goals and find the clarity you've been looking for so you know exactly what to do to get back into alignment. And I made it totally free. So if this is something that you want to dive into and create a vision and soul goals for your health and your life and bring your gifts to the world, because we know that we need it, then I invite you to join us in Wildly Unstuck. You can find that at wildlyrooted.com/unstuck. I'll see you on the other side.